Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Michael Pinterbonner. Victorian suicide prevention group Way Out says it was banned from using a Christian Brethren camping ground on Phillip Island because its members are gay.
We were notified by the Brethren that because they were same-sex attracted young people and we were upfront about what the camp was about, that that wouldn't be acceptable to them.
That's Anne Mitchell from Way Out, who's taken an anti-discrimination case to VCAT, saying religious groups should not be able to use loopholes in equal opportunity laws to discriminate.
Despite PM Julia Gillard's recent comments regarding gay marriage, gay activists haven't totally given up hope. Alex Greenwich, spokesperson for Australian Marriage Equality, is calling for a face-to-face meeting with Ms Gillard to discuss her views. With this, an election year, some in the GLBT community are hoping that Gillard's tune will change if she's formally elected as PM.
GLBT activists are calling for an inquiry into the death in custody of a 34-year-old Indigenous transgender woman. Veronica Baxter was arrested days after the 2009 Mardi Gras and placed in an all-male remand centre where she was found dead 6 days later. Activists are demanding to know why she was placed in an all-male facility when trans people have the right to choose which gender-appropriate facility they deem suitable.
Recent changes to Victoria's superannuation law mean that partners of deceased police and emergency services personnel will be able to access pension entitlements. The changes affect those same-sex couples where the deceased partner began receiving their pension benefit before 2001. In addition to the pension aspect, the passing of the Superannuation Legislation Amendment Bill brings these couples into line with straight couples in regards to equal treatment of super entitlements.
A man in China has had his case rejected in court after attempting to sue the Red Cross for refusing his blood donation because he's gay. In the case, which was dismissed without reason, the man asked for an apology as well as permission to donate blood. China's health ministry prohibits homosexuals and those with multiple sex partners from donating blood. But the man says in spite of the decision, he will continue to speak out for China's silenced gay population.
Gay and lesbian couples in Hawaii have been thwarted in their efforts to legalise civil unions in their state. Governor Linda Lingle has, after months of deliberation, vetoed the bill that would allow such unions.
I am vetoing this bill because I have become convinced that this issue is of such societal importance that it deserves to be decided by all the people of Hawaii.
Lingle's view that the question is one of community, not civil rights, has angered many in Hawaii's GLBT community.
We elect representatives to do the job for us, not to hide behind the people when the job gets tough.
That's Joanne Adams of Hawaii's LGBT Democratic Caucus.
Two gay men who fear persecution in their respective countries because of their sexuality have won asylum in Britain after taking their deportation cases to the Supreme Court. The men from Iran and Cameroon each feared repercussions at home, ranging from jail time to public flogging or execution. In overruling the decision, the Supreme Court said it went against the Convention on the Status of Refugees.
It's been reported that Geoffrey John, a gay Anglican priest tipped to be the next Bishop of Suffolk, has not made the final selection list. John was on a short list of candidates, but his application has been knocked back amid concerns that ordaining him could split the Anglican Communion. His nomination has been overlooked by the committee responsible for submitting two names to the Prime Minister for final selection.
And briefly in other news, police in New Zealand are handing out rainbow-coloured wristbands to show they're ready and willing to listen to the GLBT community. And the divorce of high-profile lesbian couple Melissa Etheridge and Tammy Lynn Michaels appears to be getting ugly, with Michaels suing for full custody of their twins.
To QNN Sport. Caster Semenya, the South African sprinter undergoing gender identity testing, has received the all-clear from the IAAF and can immediately return to competition. And Outsports.com is running a series of articles by and about athletes competing in this year's Gay Games that kick off in Cologne on July 31.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn at joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Michael Pintabonner.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from 3Joy, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. I'm executive producer Eric Williams.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.